You're nuts.
Chinook wind.
You call it a Chinook wind. Chinook wind. Would you have a name for a cold wind that might blow out of the north?
Arctic.
Would you ever call it a northerner?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Okay. Or a blue norther?
No, I haven't.
Or a norther? No. Okay. This is just a pronunciation. When you take air into your lungs, you do what? You
inhale.
Or you in.
Exhale.
You breathe.
Breathe. Oh, breathe.
Okay. If you're growing corn or beans or something in a field, you would call that a what? Something you were growing would be called a what?
A patch or a field of corn.
Would you ever call it a crop?
Oh yes, crop. Okay. Crop of beans, crop of corn.
Okay. You would use that word.
Yes.
What kind of trees grow in this area?
Pine trees, spruce trees, cottonwoods, Chinese elms, scrub oak,
some aspens.
Aspens.
You ever heard
willows?
Fir trees, willows.
Okay. You ever heard aspen called anything else? You ever heard them called a quaking asp?
Quaking.
Or Quakers?
Quakers.
Okay.
Yes.
You heard them call that.
Yes.
And what would you call a bunch of trees that were growing together? Would you ever call that a grove of trees?
Grove.
Okay. You would call it that. Do you have anything in this area like a sycamore tree?
Sycamore. No.
Okay. That's not a familiar tree.
No.
And I notice you've got these
lilacs.
Yeah. And these bushes growing outside of your house, around your house. What do you call those? The generic name for bushes that grow outside of a house?
Hedge.
Okay. Would you ever call it shrubs?
I guess. Yeah. Mostly hedge is what I call it.
Okay.
A shrub is one by itself, really.
Yeah, a shrub.
Okay.
We have some like that in the backyard.
You do. What kinds are there?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
All of them that I have, I don't remember what I have.
Okay. Okay.
Pocatellos. That's those with the yellow flowers, those shrub, the shrubbers with
them. Mm-hmm. Pronounce shrubs for me.
Shrubs.
Okay. And do you have any cactus in this area?
Yes.
Are there different kinds? I'm just looking for names.
No, I don't know the names, but there's two different kinds.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And are there any other kind of plants that we haven't talked about? How about plants that have blooms on them? What do you call those?
Columbines. There's a columbine. That's a state flower.
Okay.
And we have the crocuses and the daisies.
Okay.
And the sunflower, sunflower.
Okay. And are there any other wild flowers like that?
The bells, the little, what do they call them?
Larkspurs.
The larkspurs.
Is that how the town got its name?
Yes.
Larkspur? Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of larkspurs around here. Uh-huh. And there's some other little bells that are kind of blue too, but I forget what they call them.
Okay.
I have quite a few in my yard.
Okay. And all of those... All of those plants that have blooms on them would be called what? Any plant that had a bloom on it, all those would be called what?
Flowers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any, can you tell me the names of the local bodies of water in this area, streams in this county or outside of this community?
Plum Creek. That's the only one I can.
In the county?
Yeah,
in the county.
Yeah, any in this county that you can think
Plum
of.
Creek? Raspberry.
There's Plum Creek.
Plum Creek. And
Chatfield Dam.
No, that's the... Oh, Dam. Chatfield Dam.
Palmer Lake. Monument.
Not in this county, though. Palmer Lake is...
That's right.
Okay. Palmer Lake. Most of them are creeks.
Mm-hmm. Most of them, yeah.
I was wondering if there's what the difference is between like a stream or a river and a creek.